Ashi me fa o sare to. When the spirit is upon me, leave them with them carry go. I will surely outrun it.
I will surely outrun it.
Cause Olua is involved, involved, involved. So I no listen to the noise. Plenty chariots they run for my front. But when I begin my run, it go be like say I dey on steroids. Yeah, but Elijah left.
I want Sare to Ferrari, Lord.
It's my normal level.
I want Sare to Ferrari, Lord.
So I'm more than able.
I want Sare to Ferrari, Lord.
Cause the spirit is upon. It's upon. Elijah left.
Hello, glad to have you here again. Welcome to Titan Podcast. If this is your first time on Titan Podcast, I want to say a very big welcome to you. So, Titan Podcast is a community for people between the ages of 13 to 20 to help them solve problems and then provide accurate solutions to the problems with the help of God. Okay, so if you are new here, welcome, 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 welcome. All right, so that was Elijah Level by Gaze Baba. I'm sure you enjoyed it because I was here shaking my body. I really love the song, I really love it. And that was our song for the week on Titan's WhatsApp group chat. So, yes, we have a WhatsApp group chat, we have also an account on Instagram and on Facebook. So, you can just check us out and you'll be blessed. Amen. So let's go straight to where we are. Yeah, I'm a Christian, but I'm shy to talk about Christ. Oof. You're probably listening to this because you have identified this thing as a problem that needs solution, or maybe you just want to learn. Whichever one, thank you for choosing to listen to this. So I'll start off by sharing my own story with you. So I've been a church girl all my life. I was in a choir unit and I pray, I fast, I study my Bible, I do everything a Christian should do, but I was never proud to talk about Christ to anyone. Probably I felt it's old-fashioned, or if you do, you would not be seen as someone who knows what is in vogue or what is trending. It just felt like an old-fashioned thing. And I think I was really scared of being tagged as Yajesu or Spirikoko or SU and all of those names that people call Christians who are trying to live their life for God. Okay, and then they make you feel like talking about Christ is a bad thing to do. I got to the point that I was never proud to listen to sermons in public places. I was never proud to play gospel songs. But then I was a good church girl. Where will you see me if not church? Where would I be if not church? So you can imagine how I lived my life growing up. Okay, so I just felt like when you play those songs, those secular songs, hip-hops, they make you feel like you sabi what's going on and all of that. But thank God for my life. When I get admission into the institution, I realize that there is more to being a Christian than going to church. Because what is Christianity without Christ? Why do I even go to church if not because I want to, get to know Christ the more? But I think I was just seeing it as a duty, going to church consistently, reading my Bible. And then, when they call Christian, so you'll be able to tick the box too as well that I'm a Christian, I read my Bible every morning, I pray, and things like that. So thank you so much for listening to this again, for choosing to listen to this. So thank God that you've identified this as a problem. But then in case you don't know, it is a problem that you are born again, you claim to be born again, or you claim to be a Christian, but then you are shy to talk about Christ. It is a problem. Because I don't know what we are doing, what we are calling ourselves Christians for if we can't talk about Christ or if we can't preach to people about Christ. So you should even know that if I can't talk about Christ, if I was unable to talk about Christ with my friends, like on a normal joking level, not like joking level, I mean like, thank God for Jesus. So, thank you, Jesus. I think I'll prefer to say that in my own room when I'm just alone. Thank you, Jesus. But in a public place, nah. I don't want them to see me as spirit coco, but I realized that I was just doing myself something so bad. Yes, the word has painted it as though when you are doing something great, they make you feel as though it's a bad thing. Same way you will say you stand for sexual purity and another person will look at you and say, are you dumb? In this world, I'm not sure you are okay. And then they start making you feel like, you know, having to jump from one bed to another is the right thing to do. Okay? So don't let anybody make you feel bad or about whatever good thing that you were doing. So yes, when I get admission into the institution, I met quite a number of people and then I saw their life. They were doing great and fine. And these people are not just Christians. They are not churchgoers. They are not Christians by title. But these people really know Christ. And they put Christ on their head like fire. Let me put it like that. You know, so I used to also think that being in Christ is boring because I grew up in a setting where you cannot wear trousers. You shouldn't even wear a chain or a earring. So I grew up in that environment. So I think you should be able to picture what I'm saying. But then when I got to school, I realized that you can be in Christ and look good. You can be in Christ and wear a very good and decent makeup, a very nice trousers, you know, a very nice clothes. You can wear... Oh my, it was even to the point that... No, but when... Even to wear, I'm not saying they told us wearing heels was bad, but the kind of community was that kind of environment that when you wear heels, you're just like, why are you overdressing like this? Where are you going to? That kind of thing. And I got to school and I realized I saw many people who dress so well. They wear trousers, they wear earrings, they wear chains, and you know, they dress decent and modest and they look so beautiful. And these people are really doing well and they are truly serving Christ. They're truly, you know, serving God. And then I just had to call myself to order. See, being in Christ is actually not boring. Being in Christ does not mean I can't enjoy certain things as far as it's something I'll be able to talk about to other people too, exactly, because it's not everything I'm allowed to do being in Christ. Apparently, there are some things that are just not right for me just because I'm born again. And it is for myself, not even for anybody. It's for my own good, like it's for my own sake. Holy Spirit, thank God. All right, so let's just go straight to the solution. So thank God that you've realized this is a problem. So the first thing is that you should be hungry. When I say hungry, I don't mean you should start craving for shawarma. You should be hungry to be able to talk about Christ. Okay? That hunger does something in you and it makes you see everything in a different light, to the point that when you want to study your Bible, you see it, you study in a different light. When you want to pray, you pray in a different light. Everything just seems different. Okay, so you have to be hungry. You have to be hungry for a solution, for a change, to be able to talk about Christ. All right. So another thing is that you shouldn't crave for validations from people, because most times we do these things because of what people will say. You don't have to care about what people will say. It is what God will say that should matter to you. What Christ will say, how Christ will feel, that is exactly what should matter to you. Okay, so don't care about people's validations. It doesn't matter. So be proud of Christ. Be proud of who you were serving. All right? So it is okay that sometimes, you know, you make mistakes, that you want to talk about Christ, but then you are shy. It's a gradual process. Give yourself time. At the long run, you just find out that, wow, you know, I'm able to talk about Christ with so much ease without you being shy and all of that. So it's a process. It might not happen immediately as you want it to be. Another thing is that you move with people who are already working in this direction. Move with people who are proud of Christ, and who are also doing well. You have to surround yourself with this kind of people because they will be the one to encourage you when you see them. It's a whole lot when you are surrounded with people who believe in the same thing that you do as well. It strengthens you, it motivates you, and it encourages you. So make sure you are in the midst of people who also see things the way you want them to be seen. You know, people that want that just reason the way you do as well. People who are in Christ, who talk about Christ with so much boldness and audacity. Those are the people you should move with, okay? And you know, to be able to find that, you might just have to get yourself a good church. I mean, not every church is for you. Exactly. The fact that we are all Christians and then calling the name of God does not mean every church is for you. So know that not every church is for you. So you have to be led by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is actually leading you to this particular church, and then you find your family there. So you have to have a family, okay? So it is not just enough that you pray and you study your Bible. No. If you cannot talk about Christ, I mean, I don't see the essence of all of this things that you are doing. Christ is a major thing. Christ is a major person. Yes, that's what I want to say. Christ is a major person. Christ is a major reason for Christianity. All right. And in the book of John, chapter 4, verses 34, it says, Jesus said, my food comes from doing the will of God. My nourishment comes from doing the will of God. That should be your own nourishment as well, that you do the will of God. And the will of God for you is not that you are shy or you are not proud to talk about Christ. That is not the will of God for you. Like I said, you don't need anybody's validation. Don't allow people make you feel like because you talk about Christ or you're proud to talk about Christ, you know, you don't know what's fashionable, or you're not in vogue. Don't allow that, all right? So I want you to also surround yourself with good books. Read good books that would build your faith. They would really go a long way. So a book I would like to recommend is Growing Spiritually by Kenneth E. Hagin. It's such an amazing book. I mean, it's a book you should read. It's a book that will help you. It's a book that will build you. It's a book that will encourage you, that will show your identity in Christ. There are many other books as well. And also, please be very conscious of the book you read. Not every book tagged as a Christian book is good for you. Please and please. I would also recommend that you listen to good and edifying songs. And I would also encourage you that you listen to good sermons as well. Sermons that talk about Christ. Sermons that talk about what Christ has done for you. Sermons that make you see Christ in a whole different light. This would really help you. All of these things would be possible if sincerely you are hungry to be that person that, you know, wants to just do the will of God and anybody else says matters, but what God only says, okay? So you have to be hungry. That's the very first step to breaking this problem. That's the very first solution. You have to be hungry and surround yourself with people. This will help you. There are times that you not want to listen to sermons. There are times that you not want to, you know, listen to good songs. There are times that you feel very shy, but being in the midst of people that are doing these things that you want to be able to do will really help you. So I trust God that, you know, you've been blessed and then this has really ministered to you. So just in case you have questions, please reach out to Titan on Titan1320 on Instagram or on Facebook Titan. Please, if you have questions, ask your questions, let them out, okay? So if you send your message to any of those handles, Facebook or Instagram, definitely we'll proceed from there. So, all right, that'll be all. And if you have anything you'd like me to talk about, please reach out to me also on Instagram at Ajibike Pokbola or on Facebook, Ajibike Pokbola. Just tell me why you're in my DM, then we'll just, you know, get straight to why we are having our conversation. All right, so that will be all. I'll talk to you in my next episode. Bye, and enjoy this song by Kiss Baba.
Is my normal level. I want started you Ferrari love. So I'm on a level. I want started you Ferrari love. Cause the spirit is upon. It's upon. We'll be right back.
particular. No, the things say I speculate. Biko kulu temper. No, be no.